The Federal Aviation Administration says it's planning to hire 12,000 air traffic controllers. It's an effort to replace thousands of controllers who are planning to retire. Over the next decade, the agency expects to lose three-quarters of the people responsible for guiding flights safely through the skies. One question is whether the agency can replace them quickly enough. NPR's Luke Burbank reports on how the effort looks from the control tower at one of the nation's busiest airports, Los Angeles International.
The inside of the control tower at LAX feels like a glass spaceship suspended 300 feet in the air. Only this spaceship has lots of dirty coffee cups, and the song Dust in the Wind is playing on the boombox. The tower, which is surprisingly small inside, is crammed with air traffic controllers speaking indecipherable code to pilots.
USAir 21, Lawson's Tower, heavy, Boeing 7574 mile final, Cautionary turbulence, the wind 23014, running 24 right, clear to land.
Each controller is attached to a console by a headset, but about 20 feet of cord allows them to run around the room as needed. They track the planes using a complex network of computer screens, old-fashioned pen and paper, and simply looking out the window.
Delta 695, Los Angeles, clearance liberty, clear to Oakland Airport. Gorman 4 departure. Gorman, then as filed, maintain 5,000. Expect flight number 220, 3 minutes after departure.
The LAX tower guides almost 2,000 planes every day. The controllers move with an ease and confidence that comes from years on the job. But those years also mean that many of them will be eligible to retire soon. The Controllers Union has been calling for more hires for years and says a crisis is looming because so many of its members are up for retirement simultaneously. The FAA says that's why it will look to find 12,000 new controllers in the next decade. But it also says it's not the crisis the union has made it out to be. Frank Sweeney, assistant air traffic manager at LAX, expects to have plenty of controllers now and in the future.
We have the staffing numbers to be able to staff every position completely for all of the hours of the day. That's what we're doing.
We regularly work swings and days and day shifts in the same week, and a lot of us work on top of that a graveyard shift.
Standing in the shadow of the tower, Harry Kahn is a controller just getting off his shift.
So if you can imagine the disruption of your sleep cycle, it wears you down.
The average LAX controller makes over $100,000 a year. And according to the FAA, what they're really looking for is more vacation and more frequent breaks. Scott French, another LAX controller, says the FAA fails to realize that even if it hires someone today, that person won't be ready to work a tower like LAX for months or even years.
What the numbers are that are necessary, I don't know. But the need is here and the need was yesterday.
And where might all these new controllers come from? The FAA expects most of them to come from the military, where they will have already received training. And thanks to the war in Iraq, both the FAA and the Controllers Union say they'll have a large pool of applicants to draw from. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.